Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Colleen Wilbur and she's over by Macedonia, but we're going to be seeing her in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Colleen.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
You bet. We are looking forward to having you visit Atlantic on this Thursday, 1 o'clock at the library for the genealogy group. So, but you're pretty familiar with Cass County and Atlantic and all that sort of area. Let's talk a little bit about your growing up.
I grew up on a farm south of Messina. We were the Curry family. I call us a horse and buggy family, but we loved to go to parades and horse shows and rodeos, and so it seemed like it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. We'd polish up the harness and the buggy and the horses and haul somewhere to a town. And my brother and I broke horses for my dad and went to the sale barns, and my mom loved to sew costumes. I know I have my love of costumes from her, and my interest in sewing came from her, too.
Okay, and you were in the Little Britches Rodeo?
I was. Yeah. John and I were in the Little Britches Rodeo, and good heavens, that was 50 years ago, so, you know, that's ancient history now, too.
But there's a lot of people in the area that remember Little Britches Rodeo, and I'm guessing they remember you, too.
So, probably so.
So what fun to have you coming back over to Atlantic. And you're going to be talking about pioneer women and quilts. So if you're not interested in genealogy, but you're interested in quilts, hey, everybody is invited. These meetings are open to folks. So, again, that's 1 o'clock at the library on Thursday, and we'll remind you again. But let's talk about how did you get started in all of this history of quilts?
You know, I was reading pioneer journals and looking at the limited amount of fabric that they had, and yet they used scraps of their clothing, the worn-out clothing, and scraps of things that they used to make their own clothing to create something beautiful from literally nothing. Nothing, you know, the ultimate recyclers, if you will. I remember my mom, and she made quilts for us all, and for out of necessity, as all the pioneer women did. Every woman needed to have some kind of ability to do needlework, and they were always with something in their hand, knitting or crocheting, and quilting was to create bedding for their family, a necessity of keeping their family members warm, mm-hmm. and doing it from literally creating something beautiful from scraps.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, many of those quilts came across the country. That was, as you said, a necessity, but I think also a point of pride and a good feeling and good memories in terms of bringing from that home they probably never see again as they cross the country to a new home.
Yes, and you know, the journals tell the story of the quilts. I mean, the lady said they wrapped their children up in the quilts at night. They used quilts to pack their belongings. Their treasures were packed in quilts, and their families were wrapped up in quilts in the covered wagons. And they brought some of their fabric along with them. If they had scraps, they saved their scraps. Even today, my friends and family, we tend to share scraps and hand down our scraps as well as our treasures that we've created.
And as you look at the quilts that, for instance, your mom made, I'm guessing you could say, oh yeah, there's a dress I wore such and such, or there, it brings back those memories.
It does. I recall as a child a skirt that I made out of flour sacks, and my sisters and I wore hand-me-downs from my older sisters, but the clothing then, after it was halfway worn out, was cut up. I myself have cut up old blue jeans and made a yard quilt. You know, I mean, we just did that. We just were frugal enough that we had to, but, you know, we wouldn't have let any of it go to waste.
Now, you mentioned the beauty. I think that was another thing that women really appreciated, even though it was a necessity, that you could put these things together and be it really pretty. Now, did some of the patterns for quilts come from that pioneer time?
Yes, they sure did. And patterns changed over the years as our history moved west. The names of the patterns changed. They might still look the same, but they had a totally different name. I recall one that was like a ship compass that was looked like a starburst or a wheel, and out here it was more of an agricultural harvest name. There are some patterns that were traditional across America. Trees, always. flowers always roses, lilies, but they might be the Carolina lily becomes the prairie lily, becomes the Mariposa lily. So as it went west, the names might change, and yet those patterns kind of remain stable.
And, I've mentioned patterns, but what about the quilting itself? Sometimes we sort of forget about the actual hand stitching quilting that held all of this together. Were there different patterns of that?
Yes, there were. And, then they stuffed the quilt with loose cotton or loose wool, and it had to be quilted very, very closely in very tiny little stitches. Those were so artistic. It comes to mind the Amish families. They make their quilts from the scraps of their clothing, and they call themselves the Plain People. Their fabric is plain and dark, and they make gorgeous, gorgeous quilts out of that same fabric by using the stitching, the quilting around those quilts is exquisite.
Yes, and I always enjoy if I have the opportunity to turn a quilt to the back side, especially if it has a plain colored back side, to really appreciate all of that stitching.
Yes. Yes, it's amazing.
And, of course, all that stitching, close-together stitching, that's what made those quilts last for so long.
Yes. And, some of them were kept in, as treasures, as family heirlooms. They were probably given as a gift to celebrate a marriage or a birth. And very few of those textiles stay fresh and clean because we used them.
Right.
Our mothers and our grandmothers expected us to use them, and so they do get just worn out from loving, but they were treasures also, and so it's hard to keep one. I tell my family, use it. I
absolutely
want to wear it out. I want it to offer comfort,
yes.
Not stuck in a trunk somewhere.
We're visiting with Colleen Wilbur, and Colleen, do you have a quilt collection? I'm guessing you do.
I do, and for my programs, I literally kind of have to strip the walls. I've got them hanging in every room, and so I've got my basket packed, and I'm ready to bring some show and tell to Atlantic. I've got one my mother made and one Bob's grandmother made, and so we tie it together with family stories, mm-hmm. but also we've been residents of Southwest Iowa all our lives, and my roots go deep in Cass County. My Swedish grandparents came to the Atlantic area, and my French and Irish roots are down in Victoria Township, and so I'm my roots go deep in Kansas, in Southwest Iowa, and also that's where, I tend to feel like I'm at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, Colleen, you're giving this program on Thursday at the library, 1 o'clock, on Pioneer Women and Their Quilts, but you do programs all over for all ages of people.
I do. For many years, I've worked with the Council Bluffs Convention and Visitors Bureau, welcoming guests to Southwest Iowa, and we have costumed characters that meet and greet tour buses, and it is a lot of fun. We put our costumes on, and we climb on the bus and tell people about the history of the area. And Southwest Iowa is really, really rich in history. Going through this area here in Southwest Iowa, we have the Mormon Trail and the Oregon Trail and the California Trail and the Lewis and Clark Trail. And so it's exciting and fun to share. I'm a retired educator and a lifelong learner, but a lifelong educator, and love to pass that storytelling on.
And you go to schools.
I do. I go to schools. I still do enrichment activities for my local school. I retired from Riverside. But I have a Lewis and Clark program that I take to the schools. And I have I work with the Civil War reenactors. And we go to schools and share that part of the history, American history, with middle schoolers also.
What's the name of your character that you portray?
My character, well, for the Civil War, I am Oscar Wilbur's mother, and Oscar was in the Civil War and wrote letters home to his mom, and she saved those. And I learned about Oscar through doing genealogy, because I'm not a Wilbur myself, but I married a Wilbur,
uh-huh.
and I discovered they had rich, rich history following American history, and so I learned to know Oscar that way. So part of my research has come from doing family history, which Atlantic and the library has a wonderful genealogy resource.
Absolutely. There. So, again, if you're interested in genealogy and you haven't been to this group, or you're just interested in quilts or interested in learning more from Colleen, you are invited to the Atlantic Public Library this Thursday, the 27th, at 1 o'clock. And we want to thank you very much, Colleen Wilbur, for visiting with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Lamont, for calling. And I would certainly would love to have anybody that would like to come and share their stories as well.
Okay, and remember, those pieces of quilts are like pieces of gold.